You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Jackson Town Councilors and Teton County Commissioners gathered yesterday to talk money, specifically the cost of joint services for the upcoming fiscal year. Some big-ticket items included emergency services and housing. But as KHOL's Dante Philpola-Ankeny reports, the local officials are having trouble crunching the numbers on public transportation.
The all-day meeting began in the county chambers right at 9 a.m. with high hopes.
Okay, we are on schedule. Actually, a little bit ahead.
Don't jinx it.
County Board Chair Luther Probst and Mayor Haley Morton Levinson sat in the center of the room as representatives from joint services presented their budget needs to the group. Elected leaders like Commissioner Wes Gardner said local public transportation agency START's budget needed more work to make the service more financially viable.
You can talk about the airport shuttle. You can talk about any number of services that START provides that if we don't have proper support through either these bodies, the service may not exist.
The transportation organization is considering potentially reduced services, increased fares, continuing the airport shuttle, and Teton Village Association's involvement in the resort bus. No budget was approved. The town and county are expected to approve their budgets separately before July 1st, the beginning of their 2025 fiscal year. Dante Philpola-Ankeny, KHOL News.
National animal welfare groups announced yesterday they're suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect gray wolves in the Rockies. This comes after a recent case of alleged wolf abuse in southwest Wyoming. A resident allegedly hit the animal with a snowmobile, then kept it captive and eventually killed it. Gray wolves in the region haven't been protected under the Endangered Species Act for years. Now, D.C.-based organizations, Animal Wellness Action, and the Center for a Humane Economy are bringing the issue to federal court, saying state politicians can't be trusted to responsibly handle wolves in their states. The Bureau of Land Management is officially recognizing conservation as one of the multiple uses of land it oversees, and it's controversial. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
The BLM is required to manage its land for multiple uses, like recreation, livestock grazing, and energy development. And now, that list includes conservation. Megan Riley with the Wyoming Outdoor Council applauds the efforts.
It just makes sure that values such as wildlife habitat, healthy watersheds, healthy soils, public access to go out and enjoy these areas are all considered in concert with some of the other needs that we have on those lands.
The BLM will still lease land like it does for grazing or energy development, but now also conservation, basically keeping the land intact for ecosystem health. The agency specifies this doesn't mean that conservation takes priority over other land uses, but Wyoming's political leaders aren't so sure. U.S. Senator John Barrasso says he'll try to repeal it. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.